Sagt der Mishnah weiter, in der Sechtes Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. The previous Mishnah told us that there was a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel as to how much Mayim She'uvin, that's water, that's not rainwater, but drawn in a keli, would passel a mikveh if you pour it into a mikveh that it doesn't have memsa yet. And we were told that these two weavers came from Shahra Ashbais, and they testified in the name of Shammai Avtalion that the shear is 3 lug, and everyone agreed. Oy bazoi, freaked the Mishnah, our Mishnah over here, Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalit asks, V'lam maskirnis tevei Shammai v'hil levatala. Why do we mention the original shitos of Shammai and Hillel l'cha'ira for no reason? And for the Mishnah l'lamed, it is to teach l'doiris habayim, future generations, incoming generations, shelo yehei adam oimed, that a person shouldn't be stubborn al devarov when it comes to his words. Some people, once they say something, you can't get them to change their mind. They feel that somehow it's a prisas hakavod, it takes away from their kavod. What? I'm wrong? I was wrong? No, I'm never wrong. Well, if you meet such a person, let him know that Shammai and Hillel had no problem doing it. Shrei Avos HaOlam, we see even that Shammai and Hillel, the fathers of the world, the Heilige Tanoim, loy amdu al divreihem, they didn't stand by their shitos once they heard, ah, two weavers from Shahra Ashbais?